بينونس. So what ulna beinonis generally means is that we have three vestos that are the general common three vestos. So we talked about the first two, was the vestos hachodesh and the haflaga. And even though the Ramban says there's no such thing as the vestos hachodesh, but even the Ramban himself was moda lahalacha that we rechoshish. So there's a vestos haflaga and there's a vestos hachodesh. Yeah, but that's it's within these.
Part of the haplaga.
Yeah. They're right. They're variations of those existing ones. But then there's a concept of ona beinonis, which we normally assume halacha. It means day 30. In other words, whenever she got her period last month is day 1, and we count till day 30. And day 30 have to be Purish. And that could be the same as the Vestas HaChodesh, or it could be a day apart, but depending upon whether the Chodesh is Malay or the Chodesh is Chaser. But that's a third Vestas. And that third Vestas is considered Lahalacha, more powerful than the first two, because it's a Vestas Kavua automatically. You don't have to have three times on day 30. Whereas even, and Fakir, it's meant for people who don't have a regular vessus kavua. So for them, if they don't have a regular vessus kavua, they go based on the vessus of the ona beinonis, and they treat that as a vessus kavua, and therefore if they, the nafkamin is if they would not do bedika that day, they would be also L'shamesh ad she'tivdok.
But you only have to do parish also for one owner, right?
We'll see. So the Mishnah on Tazvava Menalef says, Kol anashkim b'cheskes tara levaleim. So we learned this Gemara already, right? We said the two Pshatim and the Rishonim. Some say it means that you never got up to the Zman Vesis, the Mutter. And the Rambam Sheet is, even if you got up to the Zman Vesis, but if it's not the Zman Vesis now, you're Mutter. Right? That was the Rambam Sheet, the way the Ran explained. Then the Gemara says, "Amar Reish Lakish Shuv Rav Yehuda Nisiyah V'Hushabah Matzah B'Tochi Mei Onasa." So Rashi says, "Tochi Mei Onasa Lamed Yom L'Riyasa Malacha Lamed Yom Bay Bedika." So that's how Rashi learns that if you come back and you didn't hit day 30 yet, so then and she was Tahora, so she remains to become Tahora. But if she passed day 30, then she has a Chazaka that she saw Adam already, so then she has a Cheskes Tuma. Whereas the Ram claimed the Rashi Shita was that even if you pass day 30, as long as you're not on day 30 now, which, for years I've always had difficulty with understanding that Shita. But that's the Shita that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch as one of the days that by Vesis Kavua, your Mutter, after the Vesas, even Bali Badika, as opposed to Rashi. Now, yes. But the Gemara, again, the Gemara doesn't say about Yom Shloshim, right? The Gemara. That's Rashi that says Lamed Lom L'Riya. Right? In other words, if you just leave a shot in the Rashi in the Gemara, it could just mean that it's you didn't hit the Vesas Hafaga. That's the simple shot. So whereas to say that and you could say Pshat Rashi that that was the normal day, so that's why he calls it Yom Shloshim, but not to say that all the women used to have Yom Shloshim or the robe of the women, but again, it's not Mukhlat that it says, the Gemara never says it's 30 days, and the Gemara never says that it's the concept of Ona Beinonis. So the Rashba is in Chadesh here, page 2. It says the Rashba, Apple Pichel, or also Yom Esrim, Chasheshes Niyam Shloshim, Riyasa. If you issue Ona Beinonis, the Rov Noshim. He says that Yom Shloshim is the Ona Beinonis, is the average period, is the period for Rov Noshim. Zvicha Choshim Shem Yovo Oroch Bezman HaRogim. So this is the Rashba says it out. That in other Rishonim also. That the day 30 is the day of the Ona Beinonis, and it's the day of Riyah L'Rov Noshim. So that's what Rav Amadi said. He thought it was Manazeh, that you don't have, it's not true anymore. In other words, you don't have one day that's... Of course, as I said to you in the past, you have a day that will be the winner. In other words, you want to check how many days part does every woman get, and then take a poll, there will be a day that will have first place. Right? It will have a prize for one day. It will be a first place. But that doesn't mean that first place is 51% of the pool. So that's what he means.
Plurality.
Yeah, it'll be a plurality, but it won't be rove. So that's what everybody's pointing out, that to say that day... If you want to say that it's a takana, but it's hard to say that that's a takana. The takana, even if the metzias would change, the takana is a bit difficult. Because we're going to see that we have a poskim that say that it doesn't apply to all women. So it's not a takana kvua like Yom Tov Sheni. You know what I mean? It's a day because of the Metzias. That's what Rav Avadi thought. If the Metzias change, then the whole thing changed.
What is the Rambam's svara that even after day 30, you know, is
illegal? Okay, so that we spent a whole shiur, a whole part of the shiur about it a couple of weeks ago. Okay, so you have to listen to that shiur again. So then page 3, the Gemara Nidan of Zion says, Rav Elezer Omer Arba Noshim Dayin Shaitan. So as we know, the first Mishnah in Nidan talks about if a woman gets her period, so when does she have to assume the period came? So just because she found out about it now doesn't mean that it wasn't already there 10 hours ago, or 5 hours ago, or 24 hours ago. How far do you go back? So that's a machloikis in the Mishnah, how far do you go back? But certain women, the Mishnah says, die in shaita, that they only have to assume the period came from the time that they discovered it, that they don't go back, because there's one opinion in the Mishnah says they go back 24 hours, one opinion says you go from the last predika, b'pkida b'pkida. So he says... But some women are dying shaitan. So the Mishnah says, which women, if they get them, if we see that they have blood, they can assume it just happened now. And they don't have to, so if they touched Taurus 2 hours ago, it's Tahar. But other women, no. Most women, they can't just assume that. They have to either assume from the last Medika or 24 hours. So which women are dying shaitan? So the Mishnah says, Arba Noshim, the four women that are dying shaitan, what are they? Besula, So besula doesn't mean a virgin in this context. It means a woman who had not yet got her period before. So this is the first time she's getting her period. So until now she had a chazakah, she didn't see dav at all. So so if she first saw dav now, she doesn't have to assume that the dam was there from an hour ago or 5 hours ago or 24 hours ago, etc. So Besula Muberis, a pregnant lady, it's a pregnant lady is Besula Kesdamim. So if she saw blood now, she doesn't have to assume that it was anything but now. And anything she touched before would be Tahora. Menika, if she's nursing, and she sees dam, so usually she's also Mesulak Esdom. And Zkena, a woman who reached menopause. She also, and now she's bleeding, so again, she's Mukhsak not to see dam, so then she, if she does see dam, it's only Dayan Shaita. It's enough to ask her from the time she discovers it. So here, so the Gemara says here on page 4, Zayin of Beis, whereas if three cycles come and she didn't see any dam, so then she's Mesulak as Damim, and then she, if she actually does see dam now, she'll only be Osir, she only has to assume that it came now, not before. And the Gemara says, so what is the Shalosh Onos? So take a look in the Gemara here on page 5 at the bottom. What does it mean, Shalosh Onos Samach L'Gzikna? It doesn't mean that she's 20 years old and she skipped her period three times. That doesn't mean anything. But she's around the time of menopause. So what does that mean? Kol Shechav Rosa Omer Salah Zekenahi. Whereas if her friends, you know, she's referred to as a Zekena. So then, she's a Zekena, so then friends call her a Zekena, and it's three Onos that she didn't see. So then she has the din of Zkena, Dai Shaita. Rav Shimon Omer, next page. Page 6. Kol shekorim la ima, ima ve'ena bosha. So she called ima and she's not embarrassed. So then the Gemara says, Amar, the Kaba Ona, the fifth line, Amar ish lakish b'shem Yehuda, so this is the first time that the Gemara uses the phrase Ona Beinonis in the context of how do you know what the three cycles are? That if she does the three cycles, how much is a cycle? So the Gemara says that Ona Beinonis Shloshim Yom. It's Ona Beinonis, which is three cycles of 30 days, and she can see three times, so that she is considered as a Cana. So here the Gemara says that the Ona Beinonis is Shloshim Yom. So now the Gemara doesn't use it in the context of being Porish. The Gemara uses it in the context of what? Of what's considered a Mesulak Esdamim. Now, it's Mestaber that's the time you normally see. So, Mestaber, but to say that there's a din of this whole halacha of Ona Beinonis, the Gemara doesn't say that in that context. It's only said in the context of what's called an Ona that you normally would see, that if she skips three times, it's different, so that's so Dayan Shaitan, so this is a borrowed phrase. There's no Gemara that says you have to be Purish or the Beiderus. If it's Mestaver, the Rishonim make up this idea that it's Mestaver, if that's what you normally would see, so then Mestaver, then you have to be Choshish. Okay, I mean, you could say that, or maybe you could say differently, but that's... So it's in the Gemara, on a Beiderus, but that doesn't mean that it can't, you can't, like Chazan has said, if you have a concept of Nishnonu HaTavayim, right? So I don't think I don't think anyone would disagree that women today are not necessarily, you know, have a robe of 30 days. So if you look at the Ramban now on page 7, So the Ramban says that this din of Aboyman Haderech, so basically the concept of Oda Beinus in the Gemara according to the Rishonim is in two contexts, the context of Aboyman Haderech and the context of what's called as Kena to have the din of Dayan Shaita. Probably not. So that's the Ramban over here. And then we have more Rambans on page 8. First in Halacha Yitches, he says, "Gvar mi'arnu shakol isha shavesta tavua v'yomim asur l'shamish kuhol onos haveses l'achar veses at shetivdoch v'tim tzator v'yom kodim shikol veses chol sheshet kezer rosa echad v'chodesh zek shiagia echad v'chodesh ha'sheni asura veses ha'sheni kavua one time, he came in veses kavua veses she'ena kavua veses kavua achon b'shavar anosu v'hagish shavar b'zmano asura shamish l'olam at shetivdoch v'tim tzator. Right? So he says that the Vesa is Kavua, you're Asher until you're Bodek, and the Vesa is Shayna Kavua not. Then you're supposed to be Bodek, but if you didn't, you're Mutter. Vesa Kavua, Choshesh Lo, Shet Yakim, and Gimel Pomim. Right? And then in Halacha Chaf, he says, Vesa is a Chodesh. So he talks about Vesas HaChodesh and Vesas HaFloga. What about Ona Beinonis? Why doesn't he speak about Ona Beinonis? So we'll see. We'll see. right? The Rambam, when he speaks about the Vestos, he just speaks about the Vestos HaChodesh and the Haflaga. Why doesn't he speak about it? And Chodesh, who really holds it doesn't exist, but he was Moda, we should be... And this is that Rambam on page 11, the Rambam we were spending talk about with Iran. And this Rambam is quoted in the tour. Rosh Hashanah Rambam. That's the Chodesh Chol Sheslo, the same thing that we just read in the tour. Said that by a flogger.
How does that
game of all the
venom is?
We'll see. So if you look in the Shach on page 15, so the Shach has the kasha. He says, "Avokoshali al zedim kein haramban v'arav shabo lefarish vano mahachashosha tzricha lochosh shukosul sholom tzricha lochosh levesa sachosh laflogo lama lo kosul peshu gam kein shetzricha lochosh laona beinus." How come they don't say that you have to be choshesh vaona beinus? Second. So he says, "Al nearly on page 16, Tadamid and other Benish Loshimir and I'm the Chodesh of Chodesh and Molly Ben Chotze. Take Avnash Kantuba, the Shasa Poshim Shloshim, which are Chodesh. Shloshim Yom doesn't mean not necessarily 30 days. It means the Chodesh, monthly. So Mavela...
You mean date? Calendar date?
Yes. So every month means on that calendar date. So therefore, the Shach says that there's no special day of Ona Beinus. It's the same thing as Chodesh. That's why the Ramban doesn't mention three Vestos. He only mentions two Vestos. So that's what I said to Rabbi Gedalia Berg years ago. The Rabbi Badi, he's no different than the Ramban, which he responded to me, Rabbi Gedalia Berger, that the only difference is that the Shach is still agreeing there's a concept of Ona Beinus. He's just saying that's Vestos HaChodesh. And they'll have the special status of a Vestos Kavua. In contrast to what Ramabadi is saying is that no, Vestos HaChodesh can be Kavua, Eina Kavua, Haflogah can be Kavua, Eina Kavua, and Ona Beinus doesn't exist. And Chodesh still exists b'tor Vestos She'eina Kavua, unless it becomes a Kavua. But the concept of having this one day that's an automatic Vestos Kavua, for those that don't have any other Vestos Kavua, exist according to Rav Abadi, it would exist according to Bishach. But as Rabbi Tuchman just pointed out, but if you hold like the Rambam, that even the Avesis Kavua over Avesis is Mutter, so then it wouldn't exist even according to the other Shitas. And then, so if you put the Rambam together with the Shach, then that would be Rav Abadi. That's what Rabbi Tuchman pointed out the other day. Oh, hey. So, and the Chacham Tzvi, he argues, and he says, no. He quotes the Shach, his Kasha. And he disagrees with him. In other words, the Shach is so that there's no such thing as a separate on the bainus, it's just part of the Cholish.
Isn't it possible to
have? So he says, and he mentioned it before. In the Mechaber, and the Ramban also, see, well, he has here on page 7. So he writes, So he's claiming that he has this Rabban said already. So that's the third one, but it could be he said it. Not that they should interpret Lamed, but the Shach says no. That means not that Lamed Yom is literally Lamed Yom. It means the Chodesh, and that's what he says later. So that's the big machlokes between the Shach and the Chacham Tzvi. When the Shulchan Aruch, when the Tur and the Ramban say beforehand that if a woman doesn't have a vessel, they're Chodesh Lamed Yom, does that mean Lamed Yom and there's this new din of the Beinus? So no, it just means the Chodesh. And that's what the Ramban is going to speak about later, the concept of the Chodesh. And it's not a separate the Beinus. So, but the Chacham Tzvi says no, there are three different Vestos. And they're not two different, they're two Vestos, they're three Vestos. And that's, so the Shach said no, they're only two. And the Chacham Tzvi disagrees. Chacham Tzvi argues with the Shach, you know. But it's not the first time.
It all depends on how you take
Lamed Yom
and
Rambam. Right, when he speaks about Lamed Yom on page 7, does that mean the din of Lamed Yom, this new din of Lamed Yom, or is it a din of Chodesh?
The Rambam says that the consensus for Lamed Yom and Lamed Yom by Pereshet, only by Pereshet.
If Chosheh Lamed Yom Lamed Yom, what does that mean? A din of 30 days, or does it mean the Chodesh? And that's what the Chavetz Chaim writes here on page 26. He says, Ayin Shach, Sifkan Lam Sheherich, Da'od Abayin Is Yom HaChodesh, Vagol Chacham Tzvi, Hasigo, V'torok V'yosho, Dzevei HaShach, Dein Tov Sim HaChevel, V'veiz Roshim, Lomid Islam Noshim Chad. Shach says you can't hold the rope on two sides. You can't say, Stam Noshim Chazel Lom Abayin Is, or Stam Noshim Chazel Yom HaChodesh. V'vada Ein Kan Rak Vesas Echad, V'on Abayin Is Yom HaChodesh. Zayef Shaklal Dalagabi Vesas Achodesh Pasuk Mesimun Shaina Kavu Over Vlo Boko Muteres Vlo Bodika Vora Benes Pasuk Tzvich Bodika. Which is the Rashi Rishdi Rais, etc. He says, because the Gabi Vestas HaChodesh says the Shulchan Aruch Sheina Kavua of Rav Lobad Kamutaris Bala Vedika. Vona Beinanis, you need Vedikas. So if it's the same, so how could that be? That's the Chacham Tzvi's Kasha. So he says, well, it's not a Kasha. He's told me how the Pasuk the Vestas HaChodesh Sheina Kavua Ein Tzvicha Vedika. Ah, why? Vestas Chodesh Eid Kavua is on a bainness, so she need a bedika. So how can the Shulchan Aruch say it? By being a shechos of a taz, sheish lakvar vesis kavua, ela sheshin sa'achsa bevesis chodesh. In other words, she already has a vesis kavua, now she has another vesis kavua of chodesh, shalokha vasu gimu palmin, daf yisha sheish lavesis, tzvicha lokha shlavesis she'ina kavua, meaning rasa rosh chodesh, אז אין צריך לא חושב איתם עונה בין, רק איתם יום חודש, שוכח אין צריך לבדיק, כי אם שאין אין הקבוע. But she has a vessel, another vessel is kavua, so, but she has a, now a vessel shein kavua of chodesh, so then it has a dinner vessel shein kavua. But she ain't came, she ain't the vessel klal, אז אין צריך לא חושב איתם עונה בין, but if she doesn't have, so he's saying, well, there it's talking about when she has the Chacham Tzvi says, Yeshiva Befeish in the Shulchan Aruch has the din of Vesis on a Beinonis that needs a Bedika even Avraham Vesis. And Chodesh doesn't. So don't you see the two separate things that the Kashi is from the Shach? So the Chacham Tzvi says, yeah, but the Shach will learn that it's talking about that the case of Vesis Chodesh is when she has another Vesis Kavua, so therefore the Vesis HaChodesh is an Eina Kavua, and therefore it wouldn't need a bedika because it's a eina kavua. But if she wouldn't have another vessus which was kavua, then in a chanami, if she only has this vessus she'eina kavua of chodesh, then she would be aser midin on a bainus. That's what the chavas das.
Is he learning though that the living the shaft, the Chodesh would still have that shomra of that kavua that the way of Bainan, like the people learning that in the shaft, that if you only have the Chodesh, then could that be considered, even though it's a Shaina kavua, but that
would be considered a kavua. Because it has a din of Eino Beinonis. Because the Chodesh that doesn't have another Vesis kavua, that is an Ona Beinonis, which has the special din of Vesis kavua. And the Alter Rebbe, on page 28, quotes the Rishonim on Lavad Yom, Maria Rishona. He says, it's Lavad Yom, not Lavad Aleph. Duva b'tur b'chein dat kol achronim. Hashach yifidahi b'feresh ha-shulchan aruch. He says, the shach is a das yachid. It says that it's a... But I don't think the Alter Rebbe would say what you said, Chazon Hess, that... and you go, he said that by a flog, I didn't say that by own abeinus. I want to say every 30 days. Because the period every 30 days. This, but he's talking about a flogger, that he has a different way of doing a flogger. But the Odebedus is a din of how often the period comes. So that's the beginning of the period, even according to Alter Rebbe. Yeah, but it's the way the flogger of Odebedus works. Is every 30 days is when she gets her period. So then you don't count, Alter Rebbe is not going to count 30 days from the end of last month to the beginning of this month. Because it's got me on the basis, it's every 30 days.
So we're saying, the shocks,
right, that's what Alter Rebbe says.
And then what was the thing about
30
days that he said it's not
Lamed Aleph? Yeah, so some hold it's Lamed Aleph every 31 days. But he says no, it says Lamed. Lamed.
Well,
Rashi says, Achamon.
I said, Achamon. In other words, they found it to see after.
What's the
version? Lamed Yom should be Yom. Of all the other lamed voided even.
Yeah, meaning if you pass the owner bailiff.
That's right.
That means after. That's
true. Yeah, you have to check, but on the owner of the.
On the owner bailiff, you're supposed to check, but if you pass it, you didn't check, and you're also. Yeah, you say lamed. Pashas lamed. Pashas lamed. Who says lamed aleph? The one of the chazans, maybe the priest chazash or something. But take a look at the in the supplement now.
So the ones who say Lamed Aleph are saying it's every 31 days and not every 30 days, or either
31. The third day 31 is when you perish. Because if you thought, we'll see. Now there's a famous Truma Sadeshin that says that a woman that's Rogel. So she never gets a period before 14 days after the mikvah. Because after the mikvah, she's always tahor for 2 weeks. V'lachar arba'asa yomim ein la keva. In other words, so she doesn't have a vesis kavua of when it is, but she has a vesis kavua at least not to see for 2 weeks. And then after that, maybe she'll see on the 15th day after the mikvah, the 16th day, the 7th day. So he's talking about halacha that we didn't get to, about whether you have to, before a man has relations with his wife, does she have to do a bedika? So there's some shittas that hold that if the woman doesn't have a vesis kavua, then she needs a bedika if before every tashmish. But he's asking, but here, she doesn't have a vesis kavua which day she sees, but at least she has a vesis kavua which day she doesn't see. So can you have a negative Vestas Kavua, of which day she doesn't see, and therefore the Nafkamina would be that if they're Meshamish for the first 2 weeks after the mikvah, then they don't have to do a Bedika. But if they're Meshamish after that, then they would have to do a Bedika. So that's the question. So to that, he says that that there is a concept of a negative bedika, a negative vessus, meaning, so this woman, you're on the zoo, ain't it tzvicha bedika klal, right? For the page one of the supplement, and so therefore the truma sedeshin, famous truma sedeshin that it's brought in Shulchan Aruch that for the first 2 weeks after the mikvah, since she never gets a period in those 2 weeks, then she doesn't have to do a bedika before she's mishamish for those 2 weeks. But after those 2 weeks, since she doesn't have a vesas kavua, and when she sees, sometimes she'll see on the 15th day after the mikvah, the 16th day after the mikvah, so then she has to do a bedika. That's
a negative vest for 2 weeks.
Right, negative vest for 2 weeks. That's the, and that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch here on page. On page 3 in the supplement, Isha Shena Roa Pantofas Yudal Yomim Achat Vilosa Alacha Yudal Yomim Ima Vestas Ad Yudal Yom Dina Kedin Isha Sheyesh La Vestas. So she's considered like a woman that has a. Yeah, whatever it is.
Right.
Whatever it is. So the so the Sidra Tara on page 6. So the question is like this. Once you're going to say like this, then could you say the same thing in the Gabe Onabeninus? With Onabeninus is only for a woman that doesn't have a Vesas Kavua. So say you have a woman who never gets her period by day 30. She always is before more than 30 days. She always is more than 30 days. So if she's always more than 30 days, so then maybe you could say the same svara. So if you say the svara of Truma Sedeshin, so someone rejected Truma Sedeshin by saying that that can't be true, because then you can knock out Ona Beninus by saying that if you have three. If she's muksav not to see by day 30, then that means for the first 30 days she has like a vesicle not to see. So then, just like we knocked out the chiyuv bedika, we should knock out the whole din of ona beninus, and that can't be. Or maybe higufa. So that's the discussion in the poskim.
Isn't bedika quite a little bit weak?
One second. Weak, but. Yeah, we'll see. Give me a second. So, Rav Moshe has a whole long tshuva, but he just quotes here on page 2 what the poskim say. And he says, "Yidei pligi mizeh Rabuseinu." He says, "Pligi mizeh Rabuseinu achron shem sidrei tara kosev halviz v'shach tavgei gadash rachshei kovim v'yachar av arosav yom ein tzvich locha shlon v'benis." So the sidrei tara says, the Sidrei Tara says that it's the same. It's the same as the din of the Truma Sedesh. Aval Chavas Das, so we're Meshita Shechashesh Lo Nesbinus. And so she'll say this Shem Chushir. Chavas Das says no, it can't be. So that's Oda Beinus is always, you don't find that we just let go with the Oda Beinus. So it must be that the fact we don't let go of the Oda Beinus must be that the Truma Sedeshin is difficult. So, and the Sidrei Torah says no, the Truma Sedeshin is gewaldic. And not only will say like the Truma Sedeshin, we'll apply it to Oda Beinus and say if she's muksak to see more than 30 days, then now she has a vesis kavua of not seeing, and therefore that'll knock out the Oda Beinus. And the Chavos Das, I put it all in the packet here. And the Chavos Das says, no, you can never knock out the Oda Beinus. So it must be that the Oda Beinus will have, even if she's muksak not to see, within 30 days. And Mela, that's a kasha then on the Truma Sedeshin. Whereas the Sidrei Torah says that on page 6, he says, Aval Ihai Sarol, Lavin Beis, Lavin Dalin, so then she doesn't have to be Choshish with the Oda Beinus. That's the Sidrei Torah. And the Chavos Das on page 4, says only be begamgim in this that the name of the mechachas muskel will give a problem. She ain't a roa. We have a deal. He should change the vessels. She loves us vessels. Okay, he should she roa. Tell me after shloshim yom. Ain't the vessels from him coming from him acheres. Lo chotachas lo the beinus. He should change the vessels. Ain't the Yeah, he's saying that...
He's not just arguing on the Yom Kippur Milan, he's arguing on the whole din in Shachar.
No, he's saying that... right. Only be Megamgen within there. He's Megamgen. Because if that's true, then we should... And he's so sure that we keep the But Rav Moshe passed the other way. Okay, let's keep the din in the Shulchan Aruch, and if I can't, we could. And that's Rav Moshe. Our body passes that way. That's true over here. We should keep this the din of Shulchan Aruch and extend it to not have to keep on abating this, you know, for a woman who sees more than 30. So that's the question. This is the din of Shulchan Aruch of the Truma Sedeshin. Now again, Truma Sedeshin talking about the Chofetz Bedika, you know. So it says there's no Chofetz Bedika within the first 2 weeks if she never sees within the first 2 weeks. And the Vestas should say, she doesn't have Vestas Kavua. And there's no such thing as a Vestas Kavua in a negative sense. A Vestas Kavua not to see. The Truma Sedeshim, the Chavos Das doesn't like that. So there's only a Vestas Kavua to see in a particular day. Not a Vestas Kavua not to see. So this is a fascinating machlokas, and Shulchan Aruch seemingly holds that there is a vesis kavua in a negative way. So then, and therefore, there's no chomus bedika within the first 2 weeks. So then, there's no chomus bedika. So then, there should be no unabatedness by a woman who always sees more than 30 days, because basically on day 30 she's muchzak not to see. So she is like a vesis kavua not to see. So then that should make the Oda Beinus obsolete for that woman.
And the Chodesh.
Yeah, that's what I asked Rabbi Bari once about the Chodesh too. He said the Chodesh too. Only the Hafloga should exist, Rabbi Bari said. And if it's not the same, then like Rabbi Bari holds, then you got it all. if she taka to a different owner.
Even though Oda Beinus is not actually there, but it sounds like it's just something people do because you respond to the role, not to my personal kind of responding to the role, so therefore Right. Even though Hanukkah is there, but it sounds like it's a blanket thing for everyone to do.
Right, but because you're
the nature of it, even though you may have a different thing.
Yeah, but the reason for people to do it is because this is the role. So if you don't have your own vessels kavua, then your vessels kavua is based on what role people see. But if you don't have a role, if these role people don't have that, so then why should there be this magical automatedness if it doesn't exist in the Tzius anymore? I don't know. Maybe you could look it up in your phone. When do most women get their period who are not on birth control pills? Does it say that anywhere in the internet? I'm sure it says it. You look up the, what does it say? When do most, put in your phone, when do most women get their period? Is there a day that most women get their period? And if that, there is a day, Ramavai agrees there's a day that most people, but that doesn't mean that that's a rope. Because there'll be a first prize winner, of which what Chazan has called the popular vote. But there won't be a plurality, but not the majority. So that's what Rav Abadi said. He didn't say it in these words, but he's basically saying what you said. You'll have a plurality. You will have, of course, you have to have a plurality, but you won't have a majority. That's what he says. Yeah, you can find it. Yeah, you found it. One second. No. Yeah, fine. Okay.
I mean, I found out it says rain. It says that for adult women it can be anywhere from 21 to 35 days, and for adolescent girls it's a bit longer, 21 days to 45 days.
Okay, but
you're asking for the
you need like data.
Well,
you need like data.
We don't have data. Yeah, you need data. Yeah, I don't know. That's what Ravadi proves, that we don't have such a thing. 28 days is the average, you're taking average, meaning you average out, some women are 33, some women, so you average. But that's not telling me what one day... That's not going to tell you. Just make it a bell curve or an average, whatever. Now, by May, what do you say? What's up from May? What does Rav May say?
I found exactly stuff David.
What?
I found the same stuff David.
Okay.
I thought it should be equally distributed, no?
What?
Scientifically, you said probably should be equally distributed, right?
It should be equally distributed between
every day of the month, you know? Just like birthdays, you know?
I mean, what's the flogger? What's the
It also seems like a change of the age.
It can get longer when they get older. Yeah. Okay. Okay. If you find any statistics, let me know. But that's what Rav Abadi claims, that there shouldn't be any one day that's a rule, which is Mustaber. And it's not such a, like Chazan Hess said, it's like Mishtana HaTzvoy. So okay, that's what it was in time of Chazal. But since we see most women don't have a Vesas Kavua. In Zman Chazal, there was probably a lot of Vesas Kavuas. That's the kavua that we have today. Is probably when you're on the pill, and you're kavua to see a certain amount of days after the active pill or the placebo. Okay, Rabotai, shalom to all. Supplement one is the famous sheet of the Placey, where he says that onabedness is not just a 12-hour thing; it's a 24-hour thing, because it only becomes the role if you count the pool of the night and the day as one 15. Then he'll get a throw. And then, right, so you have to, right, so then you ask for the whole 24 hours. Because it only gets its pool of Rome. So if you would count the day of 30, the night of 30, two separate votes, then day 30 won't get Rome. So it only gets, the Hadar Minim, the Sivzedim, Kova Vessels, Yom, Enoch, Hosheshus, Malayla, who, in investors, there's a talib limud al ros from Malayla. Ona Beinus, Amin, and Dech, Notchim, Lurus, Lam, Lam, is the Eidu Tola, Biyom, Malayla. Because of Ona Beinus is a 24-hour thing, and therefore, we only count it as 30 in the Rove based on combining the people who get night of 30 and day of 30, count it as one thing together. And therefore, when they're Purish, they're also Purish the whole 24 hours. So that's the Chiddush of the Plesi, and not everyone passes like the Plesi. Everybody doesn't pass like the Plesi. He writes here on page 7 that. Here, you want to see Rav Abadi inside, and we're all quoting the Rav Abadi inside. Hinei Chazal Choshu, Motsu Shtam Noshim Roos Halamed Yom. On page 7 in the supplement 1. Ufi ze, im haya mishtan ha-matzav roa noshim ha-vestam l'chof hei yom, haya din shatfi chazal noshim l'chosh l'stam onu shal chol chay yom. Niyata mishtan ha-matzav roa rupam shal noshim eilem onu l'shloshim yom. Right, like you said, there's no yichus of hevel kovu hanoshim lasu shum zman kovu shirgilu. So well, okay, name zman is alachos lona beinus klal. So that's you know, a very bold statement. It may, you know, might be true, but still a bold statement. And the place is chiddush. Basically, assuming there is on a basis, you have to mark all 24 hours. And then you have the Taras Yisrael, where he talks about leaving the horse lalacha, he also betchila for Laila, Yisrael Hashem al Sof Koftas Yom, Yom Koftas Yom Yachin Yom Shloshim Yosi, Hoshesh Kol Yom Shloshim betchila for Laila. So if I may say, so shloshim. In other words, if she gets her period at night, right? Of the, if her other maid is night, right? So then she's gonna. She got a period last month at night, but for other maidens, you have to still keep the day. And if you keep yours a ruah, you have to give the day before. Then you have to give 36 hours. But if you get it a day. Right, then the Oda Bein is day 30 of the day, but also the Chiddush of the, but then the Plesi and the Orzarua all overlap, and you only have to give 24. But if it's at night, then you have the 24 also the Plesi, and then another 12 hours as the Orzarua. If you didn't understand what I said, please speak to Rabbi Tuchman, as I said it too quickly for most people to understand. So I'm muchsak to say that most people didn't understand. That's why we have Rabbi Tuchman here. So I have to go give a shiur in Detroit now.
Really?
Over Skype. Over Skype.
You shouldn't go in Detroit.